Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. Oh, shit. Oh, gosh. Bear with me. I want to make sure that everyone can hear me. Hello, 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 everybody. I feel like I'm echoing like a motherfucker right now. Let me know if I'm echoing. Let me know if it sounds good. Listen, bear with me, guys. We just moved to a new location. So you guys know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might stop working. And some shit might start echoing, okay? Just let me know and we'll get through the show because I swear the devil is a liar. It just started freezing as soon as I was about to get started. God damn it. Ooh, this room is real echoey. I got to put some more sound stuff in here. Shout out to the new people watching. Shout out to you guys watching the replay, wishing that I would hurry the fuck up. This is the part where you fast forward. You know, for you guys watching the replay, because you know how you guys hate to for me to ramble on like this. But that's why you need to subscribe so you're here for the live show, right? All right. So it's time to get into some motherfucking things. Hold on. I just want to make sure everything is set up the way that it needs to be done. Oh, y'all are here quick. My God. Okay, so Wendy Williams has clearly, like, she's over it. Like, sis is done. I don't know what she's done over the weekend or what done got into her or who she's talked to, but this sober house is clearly the place for her to be. It's opened her up, and, baby, she is throwing shade, shade, shade. Now, if you guys have not been watching the show, I don't know where the hell you've been, but you know we've been following this Wendy Williams story for a long time since the shit really, really popped off and really kicked off. But today, baby, she came and was, listen, can we just talk about how when she entered, she went and skipped and ran to the damn stool? Like, I had never seen Wendy go that fast to her chair. That woman ran. Like, I didn't think Wendy could run. I honestly didn't think Wendy could run. I thought her ankles were so swollen that she could barely walk. That woman ran, hopped, and skipped to that chair. She is happy. I feel like she has been ready to release this for quite some time. But let's get to the moment where you guys are here. Now, if you haven't seen it, I have a couple of clips of her throwing major, major shade. I mean, major shade, okay? And she was doing a little flirting, too. You know, Wendy is on the loose, as she says it. So she was going through her hot topics today, which was, she realizes now at this point that we are watching her because she's the hot topic. And but she's entertaining us because she's throwing it in there and she's throwing a little subtle shade in there. So you watch the whole show because I was about to turn it. But then I was like, you know what? Let me keep watching. And baby, I was here for it. So the first one, what got me was the Cardi B situation. So she was doing a story on Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. And then she pointed out Cardi B's bodyguard. So take a look and then we'll talk. Okay. Let's see this. Let me know if you guys can hear this. Okay, did you guys hear that? Not the chocolate gumdrop. Oh, you guys didn't hear it? Uh-oh, you know how this shit go. I don't know why the devil want to play. Here we go, hold on. Tell me if you could hear this one. Oh, damn. Let's see. Breaking up. So y'all didn't hear that? Girl, I don't know. I don't. Some people say they can hear it. Somebody said it's in and out. What is the devil doing? The devil is really busy working. Hold on. I want to make sure y'all heard that. Let's see. Together. We're going to pull it together right now. The devil is busy working. Oh, girl. So we just going to have to do it this way then. We're going to have to talk about it because we got to get through it. If it's skipping, we just going to have to talk about it. So basically, because we got to get through it, I don't want to cut the show off, okay? Oh, they saying restart the live. All right, let me restart this and I'm going to come back. What is the... Oh, what in the fuck? Like, what happened? Hold on, I see you on the line. Hold on, I'm gonna restart this whole thing. Like, what the fuck? Okay, hold on, let me see. I'm just like, maybe let me do this one. Actually, I might have to just go and... All right. Let's try this shit again.
No. Fuck no. So, Wendy was fed the fuck up and she was being, she had her pet.
The devil is busy. 978-8025. The devil is busy.
Yes, it is. I mean, there was no sound on the phone. You know, there was no sound on the phone call, and then I just automatically heard your voice. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I pray, so I know it works.
Thank
anyways,
you.
Anyways, yes, anyways, and Armand, good job for sticking with it. I know sometimes technical difficulties, but thank God you didn't restart your live. Let's work through this. It's all good.
Yes.
So what I want to say, coming from one woman in the industry to another, I'm so proud of Wendy Williams. I know you said you don't watch The View, but do you remember when Wendy was having her episode and we read that she was cursing out Whoopi Goldberg?
Right.
Remember that? I think that Whoopi Goldberg has been, I think she's secretly been one of Wendy's sponsors. I know that Whoopi Goldberg has quietly helped a lot of other black women in the industry, like she tried to help Monique. And I also know that Wendy and Williams has a history. Wendy was on her talk show a couple years ago talking about Whoopi Goldberg's daughter. Whoopi Goldberg's daughter told her not to go on Wendy Williams' show, but Whoopi did. I think that Whoopi has been helping Wendy behind the scenes. But anyway, I'm so happy she is finally filing for divorce. She woke up. And if you notice on her show, like even when she was about to go to commercial break, the way she kind of like looked at the camera and smiled and then skipped into the audience.
Yes.
You notice it. Like, this is what she needs to do. Homegirl, you are worth a lot of money. There's not a lot of us out here doing this, having our own television show. Do not let any man take your worth. Do not let him take your pride. Do not let him take your career. So whoever was helping you, whether it was Whoopi, whether it wasn't, thank you for finally making that decision today, because now she can soar. Like, this was really pissing me off. I know this man was probably the one who put her in a sober house. He might have said, you stay here, and then maybe we can work something out. Now she's saying on her show, I'll be leaving the sober house in a couple days. So what is that? That made me feel like he put her there against her will. I don't know. Whatever it was.
Well, I think the sober house was really – I think that the sober house, they needed her to get to a certain point. And I think that those trips that she was going on and just really, I think she needed to cleanse her mind. And I think that the sober house allowed her to do so. And the sober house really needed her to allow her to be away from Kevin, even though Kevin has still been living with that woman in somewhere in New Jersey. But I think Kevin would come over and, you know, mentally abuse her from time to time, because her son is away to college. So Wendy would be in this big ass house, probably drinking her fucking life away, because she knows that her husband is somewhere screwing some 33-year-old with wet coon, driving some $215,000 Ferrari with her money. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think he drove her to that point.
Exactly.
But
you know,
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And in this industry, you have to be strong. You have to be tough. And I can't even imagine all the personal things that she's been through, physical abuse, mental abuse. I don't know what other kind of abuse. I know that she does not have a good relationship with her son. I know that. But a lot of people don't like her, but I really have to commend her, because coming back from all the things she's been through and she's trying to start fresh, you go, girl. Because I know you've been through a lot of crazy shit. So keep going strong. Go ahead.
And here's the thing, what I feel like. And whether you like her or not, I think this is like, black women should be proud of this moment right now.
Exactly.
I really think black women should be proud, because it takes a lot. And I know a lot of black women, you know, stay in relationships because they want to give the man a chance. And Wendy is a woman of a particular age. Whether she has money or not, you still yearn for companionship and love. You know, it's probably hard to walk away from 22 years of marriage. But at the end of the day, she was able to say, you know what? I struggle with addiction. I've had abortions for this man. I've even had two 5-month miscarriages. I've sacrificed friends, family for this man in the show. And it still wasn't good enough. But you know what?
Right.
Today,
exactly.
I'm going to take my life back and spend the rest of my life focusing on me and my son that's here, and my career, and the people that love me. And I'm really happy that she did that.
Oh, my God. You said it perfectly. And if I were her, I would say, I'm fucking Wendy Williams. There is no other black woman right now who has her own show to this degree. I'm not about to lose this shit. I'm not about to lose this shit for no loser. And I really hope that's what she finally woke up and said. I'm worth millions of dollars. I'm at the top of my game. I'm not going to lose this to drugs, to an idiot, to a baby, to anybody. And I don't know if you noticed during her cooking segment, too, she also said, they said, do you cook this? And she said, no, I don't cook. I'll have my mother come over and do it. When is the last time you heard her talk about, mention her mother? So you
never.
She's never, not in a long, long, long time. So you see that I really, God is definitely around her. He has her back, and she, give her a little time, she will be even better. And even the way she starts talking about people, treating people, she might start talking about her friends open. Like, she's going to start changing. Just give her a break. But anyways, go, girl. I'm proud of you. Keep being rich. Keep being at the top of your game, and move on. That's it. I love
you.
Thank you.
I love you,
You're
and
welcome.
I love you for calling in. Thanks for supporting the show, okay?
Every day. Absolutely.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I love my people. Perhaps one day I will meet Wendy Williams. That is a goal of mine. Before she sits down, mark my words, I'm going to meet her. I don't know if I'm going to have. But, Wendy, here's the thing, girl. When we meet, I want to be able to hug you. I aspire to do this, too. So, girl, I want to shake your hand. Don't treat me like I got a bunch of germs and shit. Do you want me to bring you some, like, test result papers, bitch, so you know that I don't have any cooties, bitch? You know what I mean? Because she be acting like everybody got cooties, bitch. Everybody ain't got no motherfucking cooties, Wendy. You know, so, you know, hey, Norman, let Wendy know that I would like to meet her. Also, what I'm also glad to see, too, I don't know if you guys caught this or not, but Suzanne is more involved. You know, for years, well, not really for years, but for a while, I kind of felt like Suzanne and Wendy didn't really like each other. You know, and then they weren't really showing Suzanne, and they kind of are starting to show Suzanne again. So, which is great. I like Suzanne and Wendy, but I really didn't feel like Suzanne really cared for Wendy as much. But I'm glad that that seems to be working out. I think Wendy is going to have a better relationship with everyone around her now, with the staff, her son, her parents, her friends. Then maybe she'll be even open up to other personalities, because, you know, she needs that. She needs friends, and she needs love and companionship around her. But you don't need Kevin. Kevin can barely walk, and he over there giving Shireen a D, and we're not even too sold on the fact that she really wants it. But what kind of woman would Shireen have to be driving the car, a $200,000 car? Like, what kind of bitch are you that you want to just, you having this man baby, you driving this car, you wearing these clothes, you know you didn't work for that. Like, is that how you would want to live the rest of your life? It's like, what do you tell your son, your daughter, like, when she gets older? You know, what happens when Kevin and Sharina's daughter become Wendy and Shireena? You get what I'm saying? Like, Kevin, what are you going to tell your daughter? Horrible example. And both of them, both are horrible examples as parents. Shireena, what are you going to tell your daughter? Go find a married man and fuck him? You know? Go be a massage therapist and find a married man and fuck him. That's what she should tell her daughter. All right, let's take another call. Why we got the internet working. I told you, we just have to break it in, y'all. We just have to break it in. It wasn't used to how we get down over here. You know, we switched locations. I'm not at the same place I used to be, okay? Let's take another call. 404-7157, you're live on the air. Okay, did it do it again? Or are you not ready? 601-6973. You're live on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Enjoying your show, boo. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm glad you made it through. I was like, shit, what's going on? So what you think? What you think?
Okay, so I'm finna be a little shady, but I'm going to be supportive at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to be supportive because I am proud of her for going on, even though she's not saying exactly what it is. But deep down inside, I think she has some fear in Kevin because we don't know what was going on in their household. And a lot of people are scared of their baby daddies and they're scared of their husbands. So I'm giving her, like, a pat on the back for it, even throwing a little shade out there, playing with them, making them cry, making them cringe. I'm proud of her for that because that's what the women were looking for in all races for Wendy. We were just looking for her for months just to say something about it. But I'm being shady about Kevin. Deep down inside, you know, what was going on between him and Charlamagne, I think, like, he was low-key fucking Charlamagne, too. And Wendy, years ago, didn't want that to come out, so she fell out with Charlamagne. Because I do think he got a little two-inch dick. And then I do think that he probably was fucking with that single man and that man that was singing to Wendy, because it looked like that's what he do. Well, he get his men on the other side to throw being Wendy face, and like he got the Serena girl in her face to make her feel some type of way. So I'm just joking. Like, deep down inside, I think Charlamagne was getting hit from the back with his 2-inch dick.
Ooh.
That's just me, man.
So, well, I actually got an email from someone, but I don't know how true this is because, we can never prove it. This is just some tea.
It's allegedly.
Is this all allegedly? You know, I know some bloggers, like, some bloggers will go and build a whole video off of this and put the shit out and make stories off of it just to get paid. But I don't know how true this is, but someone told me, this is what she wrote. She said, I'm close with people in the Wendy's and Kevin's circle, and here's some information. The reason Charlamagne hates Kevin is because Serena left Charlamagne for Kevin. At the time, Charlamagne was working for Wendy's show and seeing Serena, who was also from South Carolina. Serena dumped Charlamagne for Kevin because Kevin had more money and power. This is also why Wendy knows who Serena is, because she first met her as a girl that was seeing Charlamagne. This also contributed to Charlamagne being fired from the Wendy show as well in 2008. And why Charlamagne had to end communication with Kevin or Wendy since. How you do it? That's what they said. I'm not sure. And so then I also said, well, wasn't Charlamagne married or had a girlfriend? And the person replied back and said, yes, Charlamagne was with Jessica, but they weren't married until a few years ago. I think 2014 or 2015.
That's true.
And then she also says so do you believe that?
I mean, it makes sense. It's all allegedly because we don't know him personally. We're not in the hood with him, you know. But it makes sense, and it shows like why she was so upset and why he was fired and Kevin in behind the scenes feeling some type of way. But deep down inside, I don't know. I'm happy for Wendy. I'm happy that she's doing flips. I hope she slide on something real nice, hard. Maybe she need her some country dick. You know, she need to come down here in Jackson and get some country dick since he went down there and got some country cookie and had a baby by her. She needs to just do all types. She needs to come out with a sex scandal and just to make him mad.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Bye, Honey Bun, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for calling. All right. Shout out to the new members. We will be doing our members only live probably either this week or next week. So get you guys' questions together. There's a lot of juicy stuff I want to talk about. So the members only live will be it's an exclusive live for only people that are members. And we kind of get into some things. It's a Q&A. It's more advice, like it's more personal. And we're going to get into that privately. OK. So anyway, it's regarding this email that I received, there's a lot more information in this email. But what I think is interesting with this whole situation is we still don't exactly know how Charlamagne knows Sharina. Now, I hadn't seen it. I didn't really look too deep into it, but I was speaking with someone earlier today, and they told me that there's a picture out there with Charlamagne, Sharina and Charlamagne's dad. I haven't seen it. I didn't try to look for it. But if that is true, well, why would she be in a photo with Charlamagne's father? If someone could, if someone knows about that, if you would like to call in and give some of that information, because I don't know it, it would be great input. So who knows? Maybe that's why they got into it. But either way, Wendy Williams is done. It's a, this whole situation is so messy, and it's like, what is it about Kevin that has all these people so entangled and enthralled in his bullshit? Like, it's just one man. Like, I'm trying to figure out how one man possesses so much power over multiple people like this. It's really, 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 really interesting. And so, nonetheless, I'm glad that Wendy was able to clear her mind, break free, and throw a little shade. Because that lady was like, I'm not taking care of no baby. And I told you that baby was going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. But it should be. For most people, a baby, you always have to, you will always remember that. Like, you're constantly reminded. You're constantly reminded by the affair. So it's one thing to cheat, and then we can move on. I'm going to feel some type of way, but you keep that bitch over here, and we're going to go over here. But if you got a baby, you're indebted to this hole for the rest of your life and guaranteed for the next 18 years. Who has time for that? I'm not going to be looking. So what I'm supposed to, when you have to see this baby, the baby's supposed to get dropped off over here? And me and you supposed to be spending my money on this baby? Nigga, fuck you. but let's take another caller. 770-3677. You're live on the air.
Yo, what up, though, man? What's good, boy?
What's going on? Just trying to make sure we get through this motherfucking show.
Boy, you doing your thing, man. I will have to say, man, I love the fact that you just roll with the punches, bro, and you just keep it moving, man, no matter what's going on. So kudos to you for that, brother.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say a quick little, my little quick input on the whole Wendy situation. Number one, I'm just, number one, glad that she got rid of that bum-ass nigga. I never really liked him. His whole attitude and everything is just, it's just punkish to me. Like, anybody, mm-hmm. any man that got to try to, you know, put down a woman or be a dictator over a woman, and it's supposed to be your wife, life partner that you done made vows with under God, mm-hmm. and you cheating on her, getting sad bitches pregnant and shit, man. He trash, man. Straight trash. So mm-hmm. I'm just glad that she finally had the strength to lead this nigga, because I'm like, bitch, you the one really who got all the power. Like, you know what I'm saying? He came up mm-hmm. on your back. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, people are going to support you. They're not going to support him. So mm-hmm. I'm just glad that she got all of that shit, you know, together. Now, I don't know if she ever really going to talk about it until probably like until the divorce get final. I don't think she's going to mm-hmm. talk about shit until the divorce get final. You know what I'm saying?
No, but this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Yeah. She's going to write this book. The divorce is going to be final. She's still not going to talk about it. She's going to write this book, and then what she's going to do, she's going to go on a press tour. She's going to go to her favorite media outlets, which would have been Howard Stern, but they're beefing. So yeah. I don't know who she's going to go sit with when she goes on to her promo tour for her book. Then she's going to talk about it.
Right, right, right,
though,
right. Yeah, you're right.
The people are going to need to buy the book. She's never going to give too much until
right.
the book has done what it's going to do. Then once the
exactly.
book, once that momentum slows down, then she'll talk about it. But right now, she can't talk about it because she's in it. And it's
exactly.
not going to make her any money. If anything, this is going to when she talks about this thing, she's going to be able to sell this story for a lot of money. Why would she talk about
it right now?
So then Kevin and Sharina and everybody else can, you know, monetize off of it. She's got to be smart to see what is everybody else going to do. Kevin is already talking about he wants $10 million or he's going to start speaking. So let him speak. Let Sharina speak. Let this guy speak out that whatever he's doing, let everybody speak and let the momentum build, let the money pot build, and then when Wendy's ready, she'll speak and get the biggest payoff out of everybody.
Absolutely, brother. You hit that shit right on the nail. And I really believe she's going to do that because Wendy is a calculated woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People, they don't understand that she's a calculated woman. She's not dumb. You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted to me, I wouldn't, you know, just for her being in a relationship as long as she did, hey, we're not in that relationship. We don't know what she went through or nothing like that. I'm just glad that she's doing the best thing for her right now, which is leaving that bum ass nigga. So, you know, and as far as the other shit with the clout chasing dude talking about he had the relationship, I mean, I take all that shit with a grain of salt because niggas will say anything just to put their name out there or just to get into some notoriety or just to get people talking about them because they got an agenda about some shit they trying to do. So, you know, I'm saying I'm just praying for her, man. And I know she going to come out on top. And just, you know, get this nigga the finger like she already doing. I hope she keeps shading this nigga every day, throwing more shade at this nigga and that bitch. So, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? That's all right, because God don't like ugly. They going to get what's coming to them. So she ain't really got to do nothing to them physically, because the Lord going to take care of that. But at the same time, the ball is still in her court. So she going to have the last laugh at the end. You know what I mean?
And really, I would like to see her get remarried.
Man, I don't know, because I do. I'm telling you,
like
that
a
happens,
billionaire.
Kevin is going to shit, literally, if that happens.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think that she should, because she deserves love, just like everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? She talks shit, but people, this is her job. This is her claim to fame. This is what she do. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you still got to respect her, because she going to say it like it is, and she going to always be on point with it. You know what I'm saying? You might not agree with her opinion, but she do be on her shit, though, and saying real shit, keeping it real. So, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to just show you some love. I know you got other calls and shit. I ain't going to hang up, you know, tie your lines up too much, but this Freddie Lee from the ATL, bro. I listen to you all the time.
Shout
grab
out to
all
the
that
ATL.
Shit. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so keep it moving, bro, and keep doing your thing, man, and I'll get with you.
Thank you. Bye. I want to shout out to everybody listening and watching. Shout out to my friends and family. They're on Facebook. Shout out to the 1,500 people we have watching. Despite the technical difficulties, you guys are still rocking with us here live, okay? It's nothing like the support of our people. All right, so let's get into some things. Let's take another call. Hold on. Let me see what we got. Hold on. Because I got the people want to talk. Hold on. Okay, listen, really quick, briefly, if you would like to become a member, you can become a member. If you would like to, our music show is Wednesday. I got to blow my, now this is my award. This is the one that's going to go hang up in my studio. But if you do music and you would like to submit your music, we are giving away a nice pretty plaque. I designed it myself. And every Wednesday, we have a music competition. Armand listens to your music live's top artists, okay? So one lucky winner will be getting this sent to them. I love it. I think it's so cool. So if you or someone you know does music, please submit your music. We have some hot finalists. We got some finalists here bringing some heat. I'm really, really excited about the show because we've got down to people actually really submitting real music. And the artists that are in the running for the award are actually legit. So shout out to you guys. And thanks for being a part of the show. All right, let's take another call. Well, before we take another call, I want to say something about Kevin Jr. because we were talking about Wendy's story, right? But I think the story that's going to be the best story of all is when Kevin Jr. gets to a point, because I really don't feel like he has the confidence right now, and I really don't feel like that he has the mental capacity to really figure out what to do. And it's no shade against him. I just feel like he's been so brainwashed with his mom and his dad and trained by media and told, don't say this, don't say that, that he probably goes to counseling almost every other day. I mean, I don't even think once a week. I think like every other fucking day that kid is probably in counseling. He has to be, because I'm sure mentally he is like, whoo, out of it. You get what I'm saying? But when he decides to write a book or when he decides to tell his story, you know, who knows? Maybe when Wendy and Kevin pass away, that's when the documentary will come. You know, they're not going to be here forever, and Wendy's getting older. So that's going to be the real tea when we hear this story from Kevin's eyes. Because, see, here's the thing. Wendy, she's going to give us the juice, but she still likes to put on that face. So she's going to tell us the way that she likes to do it. Kelvin, he might be on some vindictive stuff. So he might do it from a very from a place where he doesn't want to be the bad guy. Now, the son, I feel like the son is going to tell the truth about both of his parents. Because I really don't feel like the son really gives two shits about either one of them. I think that he might be closer with his dad, but he's probably a little disappointed at his dad. I feel like his relationship with Wendy is a little estranged because she has the addiction and she cared more about her career than she actually did her child. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. That's the story I really want to get into. Let's take another caller. 646-7951, you're live on the air.
Yes, hi, Amon. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you? Yes. Is this my girl?
Good. This is Kalada. This is the one that gave the first donation to you today, the $100.
Shout
That's
out to you.
Me.
Thank you so much. It was in the middle of the
you're
whole
welcome.
Show falling apart.
Listen, before I even touch on the Wendy thing, I wanted to just say, go back inside the room. Forgive me, my son has autism, so he's going to be trying to get into this as he hears me talk. I
no
wanted
problem.
To just honestly tell all those, the people that are supporting you with your life. I mean, I've only been a supporter for a few months. I've been watching you. Let me state this over. I've been a member for like 2 months, I think. This is going to be the second month, but I've been watching your show for a long time. But over the time, what I've noticed about your show is the improvement with you, with your everything, with the studio, with your equipment, with how you speak, with your delivery, with everything. And that
Thank you.
Is what made me say today that I have to make sure that I hook you up because you're really doing a fantastic job, and I admire you. I notice how you talk about some of the other people you have admired over the past that have not been so supportive of you, even though you've been supportive of them. But me as a person who's trying a little something for myself, I'm nowhere near anybody. I just, if I had to look up to somebody, you're the best for me. I really like your delivery. So I just wanted to tell people, when you see Armand, become a member. It's only $5 a month. That's nothing. Take that out of your food money. And when you can give a donation, give. Look at all the stuff that he's doing, traveling, keeping us up to date, all the things cost, electricity, all this stuff. So I just want people to, you know, help you out when they can. So
thank
now
you.
Let's
thank
get back
you.
To Wendy.
Yeah, let's get to it. But that was really, really nice. I want to let you know that, you know, a lot of people, I don't want to take away from Wendy, but I'll hit this right here. The way I do it, some people think that, I just go live. But the idea is to have a conversation, and I want us to feel like friends. That's why I don't mind mistakes because I'm a human being. So no matter how big I get, I'm never bigger than anyone else. You get what I'm saying? And that's one thing I liked about Wendy Williams. How she, you know, she would get
me
on there shifting her wig, she'd burp, she'd cough. You get what I'm saying? And that was me. I don't like to do a lot of editing because a lot of editing to me is not real because you're cutting out your mistakes. Nobody's perfect. There are mistakes. Shit shuts down. Shit fucks up. But it's all about how you get back up and continue going. So that's why I do my show live like this, because it's not easy to sit here live with 1,500 people and be able to talk and then have mistakes in the middle of it. But you know what? It keeps us humble and it keeps us humans. You know, I could edit all this shit out, but I'm not going to, because it builds that relationship. Yeah, but go ahead. What did you want to say about Wendy?
People are loving exactly what you're doing and how you're delivering. You're doing an awesome job. Also, I just wanted to touch on Wendy. You know, I'm live in New York, and I followed Wendy way back from the radio days. I don't even know if she even remembers me. And it's so strange that I supported so many things. There was a time that Wendy would even call me. I was supposed to go to her son's baby shower.
Wait, you were friends with Wendy?
I was like on the verge of being that, just from being a supporter from the radio station. I mean,
so
there was a time that I had called
in
some.
Tell me how
you did.
You can't just drop that like that.
I was such a strong supporter. I was such a strong supporter that she started to call me, because there was a time that I had the news come out to Brownsville, because there was something where they were trying to get her off the air, and I was like, no, you know, we in Brownsville love her, and it came out, I walked around to different barber shops and different stores, and people were really like shouting her out. She was supposed to come in the hood, but she never made it. But she was very happy of what I did. But the problem was, I noticed, and I've seen with my own eyes, because she used to do a thing at Caroline's Comedy Club. I would go there every Wednesday because Wendy would be there, but she would be there with Kevin. The phone call stopped. She stopped calling me. And when she would get there, she wouldn't even look in my direction to say hello. She never spoke. It's like he had her on lockdown. And it really used to hurt me. I used to think to myself, how could she like act like she doesn't even know who I am? But I knew what it was about. It was him. So I bring this up to say that he definitely holds some strong weight over her. And I think that now that she's released herself from him, I think now she's going to start back building old friendships that she had to. People who really support her and really love her understand. They have to understand. This was not her. This is him having total control over her. I don't think you're hearing from little Kevin, because he's probably scared of his dad too. Look at everybody else saying how frightened they are of him. So imagine his own son. You know, imagine him as a kid growing up in a household where he's probably witnessing his mom being abused, witnessing how they talk to each other, witnessing the other woman probably being around here. There's probably so much that we don't know that this kid has to endure. He's still young. What is he, like 18, 19, 20? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, 18 or 19, one of those, not 21.
Right. So he's still a teenager. He's a young teenager, and he's probably been through hell and back. You understand? So I think that he's a kid living in fear as well. He's probably so glad to be away, not just from his mom. He's probably angry at his mother because his mother probably has not protected him the way she should have. But I think the dad, who knows, could have been abusive to him too. Maybe he tried to help his mom out on several occasions and couldn't. You know what that does to a son who tries to defend his mom and can't?
Yes.
When he sees the own father abusing her and mistreating and cheating and doing all this stuff, I think little Kevin's witnessed a lot. Because I can see the hold this man has over this woman. It's deep. Anytime you can walk somewhere where you have fans and this person is not even going to allow you to talk to them. I'm talking about at the beginning when he started. Little Kevin wasn't even born at that time. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
So I am so happy that she's free of him. I think now we're going to see the Wendy that we used to see. She might even put on a little bit more weight, because it looks like she's starting to fill out a little bit if you look at it. Every week she looks like she's putting on about 2 or 3 pounds. She's actually looking real good. And I like to see her a little bit more thicker, tell you the truth. And me too. I would like to see her move on and find love
again.
Have
you ever thought about reaching out to her? Maybe you should email her and ask her if she remembers you.
I used to write. I never got anything back. And I know once I realized that they said he's controlling everything, he reads everything, he sees everything, he does everything, I realized that whatever I'm trying to submit to her, she's not going to get it. She's not going to get it. We're not going to know until Wendy can one day say, I am reading and controlling all my tweets, my Instagram, my social media. I am actually reading and responding. Right now, it's like trying to get through to get through to her is difficult. We don't know who's in control. If all along Kevin is the one, the go-to, everybody has to go through him, we know we're not getting nowhere. But now that he's out of the picture, I think now everybody is going to start reaching out, and now we're going to slowly see her reaching back.
All right, thank you.
I think we're going to see some big changes. Yeah, so
thank
I just want to
so
tell you,
Armand,
I love you very much, and I'm thankful for what you're doing. And everybody, support him. Support Armand. Send in a little donations when you can and become a member.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Thank you for that.
Love you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the super chat.
All right,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I love this. I love my people. I love, 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 love my people. Thanks so much for all the support, you guys. And shout out to, again, to Ricardo. Let's take another call. Let's see who's been waiting on here. Ooh, this one's been waiting for a minute. 214-7534, you're live on the air. What's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
That's my nickname. It's my first time. I just joined today. I love you. Okay, I ain't going to take too much time. Okay, I am so proud of Wendy. I am so glad that she left Kevin. The lady that said the other day about the threesome going wrong, I think she owned something with that. Wendy always knew about her, but they breaking rules. He doing the most, spending up all the money. Go, Wendy. Go, Amon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one, love.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Area code 313-1945. From 44, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, boo. You know I'm just your soldier, baby. I got some tea. I'm just trying to spill it, baby.
Okay, go ahead and spill it. Let's get into it.
Okay. Well, I sent you an email. Because I was on another blogger's just a day ago. I was on hers, and I was watching it. And I was watching Calvin Hunter's lover, Mr. Avon Foster.
Okay.
And honey, he was dropping tea. He was dropping a lot of tea.
Okay.
He said that he's been Calvin Hunter's lover for 24. He's been messing with him basically since he was 24. He's got a wife now. And he's suing Kevin. He was born with both sex, you know, both parts, sexual parts, a woman's and a man's. And said Kevin, it was just trying to pursue him, just kept pursuing him. And he was taking him to the spa, getting his nails done, getting his toes done, kept asking him to get in the hot tub with him. He told him no, but then he finally got in the hot tub with him, and that's when they first engaged in sex. Yes, fellatio and the booty hole, baby. You know I got all the tea right here because I wrote all my little stuff down, so I want to sleep. But I had sent you, I wanted you to catch that Tasha K because that's what he was on, because I think it's going to be a part two to that. Because the way he was talking, oh, he's mad, and I'm talking about really mad.
And so I've seen that. I've seen that. But here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to reserve my opinion. I'm really reserving my opinion on that whole situation until further notice because I have some thoughts on that. But we're going to reserve that until further notice. Okay.
Okay. But I mean, it's just, I mean, because you were saying how like, He told it all, how they met, how Serena was there. She's been there from the jump street. And Charlamagne, the reason why they got into it, Kevin and Charlamagne, is because she came to the party, and they are homeboy and homegirl, Charlamagne and the girl. They were homeboys, but she was supposed to be there for one of Charlamagne's buddies, but he wasn't, I guess, into her or whatever, but Kevin was into her. So Kevin started hollering at her. And when Kevin finally got her where he needed her to be, that's when they put Charlamagne to the side. They basically just brushed him off like he was nothing. So he's never had a problem with Wendy. He's always just had a problem with Kevin. But that's been everything a lot of people have been saying, even people that's worked with her. It's her husband. It's her husband. It's her husband. And when you look back at it, it has always been him. It's been him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a hold on her that I'm glad, thank you, Lord Jesus, Wendy is out of that because she don't need that type of stress. When her shoulder was messed up, we already know who did that. Everybody knows
right.
the type of abuse because I used to be an abuse woman, so I know. I know how
yes.
you can play it off and you can sugarcoat it and you can put a little makeup on it and cover it up. But at the end of the day, you can't cover it up when it's messed up with you emotionally, physically, mentally. And now that she's getting it back in order, she's about to be the most powerful thing walking. She's about to come after everybody that was coming after her head. Honestly, yeah, that's how she started off with gossip. But at the end of the day, this is about her life. This is not about nobody else but her. And if you're going to tell it, I'd rather for her to tell it than anybody else or you. Because, you know.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you, love. Love you, too. Bye. All right. Yes. As far as that situation over there, hold on. Let me see something. They said it's doing a little buffer. Let me refresh the stream real quick. You know, you start bringing certain names up, you know, the devil, the spirits of the devil just start to get involved. It just starts to happen. You know what I mean? But with that being said, listen. I'm reserving my opinion on that. I'm not really getting into that part of it yet because there's a lot to unpack with that. So I'm going to reserve my opinion on that. All right. So listen, if you weren't able to get into the show today, I want you guys to come back. I want to shout out to you guys all for watching the show. Thank you for bearing with us through the technical difficulties. I am happy for Wendy. We will come back and continue to do more videos on the situation. The Wendy Williams stuff is my focus right now. But listen, I'm going to wrap this shit up right now. I'm thankful for you guys all for watching. Shout out to all the super chats. Listen, we will have our Wednesday night show, Submit Your Music. And as far as our memberships, if you would like to become a member, please go ahead and do so. And lastly, if you haven't, please subscribe. Okay? All right, y'all. I'm about to wrap this shit up and get on out of here. Until next time, keep that same energy, and we'll see you soon.